this is Roy Lilly. Going into a teenager's bedroom is the same as going to IKEA. You go in just to see what's new and come out with 10 plates, 3 cups and a pair of socks. Don't you just love it? You know, IKEA is the 8th most valuable retailer in the world, making it the most high-worth furniture retail brand, valued at over, wait for it, $23 billion. The business operates in 458 stores around the world and has 50 e-commerce markets. Roughly 882 million customers visited IKEA in 2022. And, you're going to love this, 1 out of every 10 Europeans were conceived on an IKEA bed. Phenomenal. A carefully thought out strategy based on flat pack furniture. The story goes like this. IKEA sold furniture, and one day an IKEA manager happened to look out of the window from the store onto the car park and saw a customer unscrewing the legs from a table so it would fit into the back of his car. The birth of IKEA's strategy. We don't sell it unless the customer can take it home. Last year, the IKEA Foundation donated 20 million euros for humanitarian assistance to the UNHCR and the UN Refugee Agency for people affected by the conflict in Ukraine. IKEA have done pop-up kitchens in Shoreditch, second-hand shops, and a chance for other small business retailers to trade in IKEA premises. And the IKEA effect, when labour leads to love. And I connect to it. It's a study. And it's linked this morning. You've got to read it. It's interesting. A strategy leading to a vision, leading to a culture. Wow. All from an accidental observation and the assumption most people can work a screwdriver. Closer to home, I can see another strategy emerging, this time in the NHS, the result of the junior doctors' strikes. So the story goes, when the front door of A&E is staffed by consultants, admissions are fewer, transit through the department is quicker, and queues are reduced. On the wards, discharges are quicker and length of stay is shorter. Consultants know more, are more experienced, less risk averse, and get stuff done. Junior doctors are, well, not as experienced, why would they be? More risk averse, why wouldn't they be? And are cautious. Good. About how they get stuff done. An NHS strategy to put your best people into bat first is being born. IKEA and the NHS, two really interesting takes on strategy. The problem is, neither is completely true. Flat pack furniture existed long before IKEA. The change came when it was carted home by the customer instead of incurring the high transportation costs of heavy furniture and damage in transit. The beneficial presence of consultants' grades at the blue light front door of the NHS is already a well-known phenomenon. Very familiar to the likes of the Emergency Care Intensive Support Team, ESIST, and the GERFT people, getting it right first time. And I link to quite an interesting slide deck that they've published. They know this stuff, and they also know a lot about flow through emergency systems and discharge. Relatively few hospitals have put a consultant at the front of the process. The General Surgery GERFT report, back in August 2017, highlighted that the availability of senior decision makers in the A&E department reviewing surgical patients reduced the admission rates by 30%. In Sheffield, ESIST helped match geriatric capacity to demand more effectively by extending on-call consultant cover. Strategy, it's overrated. I've never been a fan. Well, at least not in the operational sense. In the ethereal sense, maybe. But the clue is the derivation. The term strategy is derived indirectly from the classic and Byzantine, this about 330 AD, Greek meaning strategos, which means general. The military in Germany pinched it, and the rest is the stuff of MBAs. Real operational success can be found in tactics and techniques. The tactics of avoiding the clumsy postal delivery service for IKEA, and the technique of including instructions in a screwdriver in the package, is what really gave us IKEA and their delicious meatballs. The tactics of putting your best people into where the greatest demand, complexity and risks are is irrefutably better, and works along with the techniques required to reorganise healthcare to make it happen. So that's the story of most so-called strategies. Anyone who tells you different is a fool or a charlatan. Strategizing, blueprint, grand design, managing, planning, organizing, coordinating and controlling, only if you're lucky. Most of the time, it's observation, common sense,